The goal of the devotee is not to simply combat the material energy, material desire and material ignorance and destroy karma. The goal of the devotee is to simply express more and more affection for the Supreme Lord by developing 100% attraction for the Lord. The nature of the Lord is to be independent, definitely, but his nature is to show affection for bhakti. This is the sixth quality of bhakti, which is Krishna Akarshani. Bhakti is attractive to the Supreme Lord, so though the Lord is independent, when his own shakti manifests in the jiva, then he becomes attracted to that prema bhakti in the jiva to such an extent that he falls under the control of the jiva. And this is the ultimate perfection of the jiva. Why some jivas receive the mercy and some don't? He's answering the question. The Lord and the devotees are merciful and spread mercy as sprouting the seeds, which are called Bhakti Lata Beej. Some seeds grow and some seeds don't. Like that, some jivas take the mercy and some jivas don't take the mercy. The qualification required to accept that mercy is some receptivity. So this is a key. He's saying the first step in receiving the great grace of the Supreme Lord is some receptivity. The main principles of bhakti, the main angas of bhakti and the activities which are pleasing to the Lord is hearing, chanting and remembering. So the jiva has to have receptivity for these three activities: Shravanam, Kirtanam and Smaranam. By having some little receptivity for this, even if that receptivity is very minute in the beginning, that is where a jiva expresses to the Lord that I am favorably disposed towards you. If you remember, a few talks ago, we discussed that the first step is that the jiva becomes favorably inclined to Krishna. And then he offers some patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, all these things to Krishna with a favorable disposition. And when Krishna observes this, he becomes pleased and he gives a small drop of bhakti, shakti. And adding that bhakti shakti, he offers all the items and ingredients to Krishna again. And pleased by the favorable disposition of jiva, Krishna offers more bhakti shakti. And in this way, it keeps on building up more and more. And when the bhakti shakti builds up, and when the attraction, ruchi, in the heart of the jiva increases more and more, gradually, just like a viral fever gradually loses effect in the body of a sick man, and the man becomes healthy and vibrantly healthy. Similarly, as the bhakti shakti becomes predominant in the heart of the jiva, his sickly nature of wanting to lord over the material nature, wanting to be an independent enjoyer, controller, all these things fade away gradually. And then jiva develops 100% attraction for Krishna. So the key for making that beginning is explained here. What is it? Some little receptivity for Shravanam, Kirtanam and Smaranam. There is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Yadrichaya Matkatado Jata Shraddhastu Yapuman. Some or other, if a living entity with little receptivity pays attention, oral reception to the message of the Supreme Lord, he becomes a fortunate soul called Bhagyavan Jeev. And then the result of that little receptivity is explained here, that the Lord, although he is neutral by nature, he has affection for bhakti. So if he sees the small 1 millionth component of bhakti in the heart of a devotee, Lord immediately reciprocates with that. And once the reciprocation begins, it never ends. It is endless love. It triggers the endless chain reaction of love between the Lord and the devotee, and it goes on and on and on. Actually, that endless love is always there but covered over, and it is revived. And the hearing and chanting and remembering of what? Lord's name, form, pastimes, qualities and activities. So the chanting of the holy name is the beginning. And by that, gradually, by this hearing and chanting, the heart gets cleansed. And the jiva gets more strength and more immunity from maya to be able to call out the Lord's name better and better. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and